So good morning. We are here talking about forgiveness. We started last week on this series called The Grudge, and last week was not as intense. It was talking about the little offenses that kind of get in our way and maybe pile up and cause us to eventually become bitter and hold a grudge. But these were the smaller things that, you know, we should be able to let go and you know, and Proverbs says that a wise man basically is someone who lets go of these offenses. You know, you just get over it, basically. And I spoke about this Greek word. The word offense in Greek is chandalon, which literally means a trap. And so the thing is that when we become offended, we've fallen into the trap. And it's that little stick that is used to set a trap that you've probably seen videos or come across or these traps where there's a some kind of bait in it and there's a little stick and the idea is that the animal gets in and they accidentally hit the stick because it's close to the bait and they're eating it, and when they hit the stick it makes the lid close or makes the, you know, the entrance is no longer an entrance. They're stuck. And so the word offense is that little stick. And the thing is, if we are offended, we've fallen into the trap. So the idea is don't be trapped. Don't let these little things get you boxed in, and don't let these little things trap you. However, there are some times when it's not a little offense. And it is something that is big. It's something that's not just an offense, but it is an affront. It is painful. It is something that comes into our lives that someone does to us that, you know what, maybe you can't just get over it. You can't overlook it. You can't go beyond it because it is not someone cutting you off in traffic or someone having the wrong tone with you or you know, rolling their eyes with you. This is much more serious. And so today we're going to talk about forgiving others. And then next week we'll talk about forgiving God. A little caveat, God doesn't sin, but many times people are angry with God or something like that, and we're going to deal with that. And then in a couple of weeks we'll talk about maybe letting go of some stuff. We forgive ourselves and letting that stuff go. And so we're talking about forgiveness because it was one of the things that you noted on your survey that it is something you struggle with. And I mentioned last week it's something I struggle with. There have been some incidents in my life and where, you know, I thought people were really close to me and betrayed me and said some things about me and talked about me in a certain way and did things But anyway, so it's, I still struggle with it. Just because I'm a pastor and I get to speak to you doesn't mean I've got everything together. And so I struggle with that, and it's something that I pray about. It's something that I want to let go. I want to change. I want my life to be better, and I want to forgive, and I know all the right answers. And I'm going to give you the right answers today, but I'm also in your seat where sometimes it's hard to put in action those right answers. So don't feel that I'm lecturing you. I'm with you in this instance. So let's talk about forgiving others today. We're going to be in the Gospel of Luke in 17, not yet. We're going to be in chapter 17. And Jesus is basically saying, hey, people are going to hurt you. People are going to sin against you. Expect it. It's going to happen. People are going to disappoint you. They're going to betray you. You're going to be hurt by them. And it is just going to be part of life. It is something that we all experience at one point or another. And so they're going to respond to Jesus. And Jesus is going to help them understand how to begin to get over this stuff. So it's just a few verses in chapter 17 of the Gospel of Luke. He says this. And he said to his disciples, offenses will certainly come. You're going to get hurt. But woe to the one they come through. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day and comes back to you seven times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And Jesus goes on to talk about faith and such. Most of you will probably have headings in your scripture, and there's a heading between verses 4 and verse 5, but know that in the originals, there's no headings. There's not even verse numbers. And so we sometimes let these headings get in the way of understanding that some of these texts really just keep flowing and keep going together. And I think this is one of the cases where we have a heading there that says, oh, he switched topics. But really, Luke is keeping on, or he's continuing to talk about the same thing and moving on to discourse. And he's talking about being hurt, and Jesus is repenting, saying repent, and their response is increase our faith. Okay, so this morning, I want to talk about these things. Number one, we are commanded to forgive. And this is nothing new to you. You've heard it before. If you've gone to church, if you've been in church and you've just been in life, we've been taught you need to forgive. There's going to be times in your life when you are going to stumble. People are going to hurt you. They will let you down. They may even betray you. And Jesus says, Expect it. It's just going to happen. It's part of the human condition. It's part of being human. It's part of who we are. We are going to hurt people, and we are going to be hurt by people. And the variety of the hurt sometimes depends on the closeness of the relationship or the type of hurt that is done to us. And so Jesus says, if your brother or your sister sins against you, rebuke them. Now, rebuke them doesn't mean that you tie them to the chair and you berate them and beat them with a stick and say, I can't believe you would ever do anything like this. But it does mean deal with the situation. It does mean confront it. If it's something that needs to be dealt with, it's not one of these small offenses, but it's something that you need to talk to them about. And maybe even in the small offenses, you need to sit down and say, hey, you treated me like this, or hey, you said this, or hey, whatever, and you kind of clear the air. It's important. But particularly in these instances where we're really hurt, where we're really been offensed, or we've really gone through some troubled times and pain has been inflicted on us, don't just pretend it didn't happen. Confront it. Deal with it. Try to make things right. The goal is redemption. The goal is reconciliation. So don't just blow it over. Don't just not worry about it. Deal with it and hope there's reconciliation. And some people deal with other people easier than some others do. For example, some people don't mind confrontation. They don't mind going to someone and say, you've done this wrong. Some people thrive on it. Some people are good at it. Some people live to confront. Other people, however, struggle with it. I'll be in the other camp where confronting people and dealing with stuff is much harder for me than to say, hey, you did this and it's wrong, in a personal sense of you know, communication and talking. And so most of us, or I'd say many of us, have trouble confronting someone or dealing with it because we don't like confrontation and we don't want to get in a fight. We don't want to get in any kind of misunderstanding, and so we just ignore it, or we let it go for a little. We brood, or we get puffed up for a while, and then eventually we may let it go, or we get back to normal. But really, that just builds and builds and builds until eventually you're going to blow. And usually we blow on the people who don't deserve our anger or our frustration or what we're going through. So Jesus says, rebuke them, deal with it, talk to them about it. Don't just forget it. And then he goes on to say, if they repent, forgive them. They say, you know what? You're right. I did something wrong to you. I hurt you. I am sorry. I'm not going to do it again. Jesus says, forgive them. Let it go. Don't keep holding a grudge against it. Don't just say, bring it up every few months or every time you see them. They've asked for forgiveness. If they've meant it, if it's real repentance, then it's reconciled, it's dealt with, let it go, forgive them. But the question is, what if they sin against us a lot? What if they keep doing it? Jesus says, if someone sins against you 7 times and comes to you and repents, then forgive them 7 times. And the thing is, he says 7 times in one day. Now, I might give you 2 in a day, but 7? 7 times in one day? If you sin against me 2 times in a day, we're not going to be dealing with each other anymore that day. You know what I'm saying? Like, go away. Let's not have any kind of interaction. Jesus says 7 times if someone sins against you. You might get 7 times in a lifetime, but 7 times in one day? And Jesus says, if they come and they repent, forgive them. Now, here's the deal. Repentance isn't just saying, I'm sorry. Okay? People in our lives harm us. They do harm against us, or they inflict pain on us, and they may say, oh, I'm sorry. And then they do it again 2 minutes later. Or they do it again the next day. And they do it again and again, and they don't change their action. They just say, oh, I'm sorry. You see this a lot in abusive relationships where men are abusive to women, and they will abuse them physically and say, oh, I'm sorry, and they get flowers, and they, don't tell anyone, I'll never do it again, sorry, 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 sorry. And then a week later, she has bruises and a black eye again. Saying I'm sorry doesn't mean repentance. Repentance means a change of action. Okay, so if someone comes to you and repents and says, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it anymore, and they continue to, or they don't do it, then that is repentance. That is a change in action, not just, I'm sorry. Those are different. Because a lot of times they're sorry because they get caught, or they're sorry they might get in trouble. It's not really, I was wrong and I need to change my action. And so Jesus says that they sin against you 7 times, I would assume, or I would say, that these are 7 different types of sins. Because if you really repented, then you wouldn't have done it again. Okay, so there's a difference in that. Just point of clarification. If someone continues to do the same thing to you, hurt you over and over again, they've never repented. They've just said, oh, I'm sorry. Please don't tell anyone. I want you to stay, and I want to control, and I want to do these things. And so we see that in relationships over and over again, and all you women have watched it on 100 Lifetime movies, right? So you've seen that, and you know there's a difference in actually repenting and just saying, I'm sorry. And Jesus says, if they do it to you 7 times in a day, forgive them. And the response of the disciples is to say, we need faith for that. We need faith for that. That's not a response you would think that would come from them. That's not a response that we think about. And we read this passage, and again, we oftentimes see, oh, there's a break and a heading, and so it's a different story, and these aren't connected. But Luke has them connected. He doesn't break it. It's hey, forgive them 7 times in a day, and the response is, we need faith for that. I need help for that. I can't do that on my own. I can't just forgive someone on my someone who has truly hurt me. So here's the question. Who's hurt you? Who's betrayed you? Who's lied about you? Maybe they've mistreated you. They've taken advantage of you. Something small, something big, but it's not just a little offense. It's something that's very painful. Maybe it was a mentor. You looked up to them and they did something. They fell and you are hurt by that. Or they did something to you and you're hurt by the situation. It's a real offense. Maybe it's some kind of authority figure in your life. An uncle, an aunt, someone who's really taken advantage of you. Maybe it's a roommate who stole stuff from you, or it's a bully at school who caused you pain and still affects you to this day. Maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend hurt you, and you can't forgive them. You can't just get over it. Maybe it was your mom. Maybe it was your dad. And I'm talking about a real offense here. I'm not talking about she punished me for my phone or my girlfriend said I wasn't cute today. I'm talking about real pain. Pain that changes your outlook. Pain that changes how you interact with people. The real stuff. And the question we have is, do I really have to forgive that? Do I really have to forgive something like that? Do I really need to forgive something like that? They don't deserve it. How do we forgive someone if they're continuing to do the thing that hurt us? And some of you may be in that situation where you're in a relationship or you're in some kind of situation where someone is continually taking advantage of you or continually hurting you. How do you forgive that? How do you forgive when this feeling is that this is just unforgivable? You say, what if I tried? I tried, I prayed about it, I want to let it go, but it doesn't seem to go away. Talking about, you know, going back to things I mentioned earlier about in my own life, I've prayed about those situations. I've prayed God change my heart. I've prayed God help me want the best for them. And every time there's an interaction, I don't want the best for them. It's still there. It still aches. It still hurts. It still causes me pain. Have you ever been there? Maybe you're in that situation right now. But here's the thing. God clearly commands us to forgive. I'm going to give you three passages that deal with that. Matthew chapter 5. Verses 43 and 44 say, you have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. You be like, God, Jesus, you know, the first part is good. I will love my neighbor. I will take care of the people who love me. And I will not like the people who don't like me. I will hate them. I will hope for their revenge. I will hope that they hurt. I will hope that bad stuff happens to them like bad stuff is happening to me. Make them hurt. But Jesus flips it. Is love your enemies. Whoa. Jesus, do you know who my enemies are? Do you know what they're doing to me? Do you know how he treats me or what she said about me? Do you know what they're doing to me and the pain it's causing me? pray for those who persecute me. Yeah, I'll pray for them, all right. I'll pray for their destruction. I pray that, you know, those what we call imprecatory psalms, where it's like, God, mash their teeth against a rock. I'll give them a prayer. But that's not what Jesus is saying. He says, love those who hate you and pray for those who are persecuting you. That's radically different than we're used to. That's radically different than anything we want to do. That's innate in us. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, Paul writes, he says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God also forgave you in Christ. So Paul, writing to the churches, says, hey guys, be compassionate, be loving, be forgiving. Again, in Matthew, the next chapter, in chapter 6, Jesus again is teaching in verses 14 and 15. He says, for if you forgive people their wrongdoing, your heavenly Father will forgive you as well. But if you don't forgive people, your Father will not forgive your wrongdoing. That's a verse we would like to black out. God, I want forgiveness, but I want retribution for them. I want you to say that I am okay. I want you to say that I am forgiven, but them, they deserve pain. They deserve hurt. And let's be honest, some people do. The uncle that rapes the niece, or the father that takes advantage of his daughter, or the person who goes around hurting children. We say, you know what? Every time I read that in the headlines, my reaction is not something that I can say to you. I'm in favor of removing body parts of those guys without their consent. That's my reaction. I think they should hurt. I think they should be paying for them. And Jesus says, have compassion on them. Now, he doesn't say don't deal with it. You know, they deserve to be locked up. But my response is to hurt them back. But Jesus says, you're going to be forgiving the way you forgive. That's not what we want to hear. That's not how we treat people. That's one of the verses in the New Testament we would most likely to skip over. Just ignore it. It's not there. I'm not going to deal with it. But God, you keep forgiving me, and please hurt them. So how do we forgive? Goes back to what the disciples say. They say, we need faith. We need faith for that. We need faith to forgive. So what does it mean to forgive? What does it mean for us to actually forgive? What is forgiveness? Well, before we define what forgiveness is, let me give you two things that forgiveness is not. Sometimes when we define what it's not, it helps the actual thing come into focus. So what forgiveness is not? Number one, forgiveness is not forgetting. People say forgive and forget. That's not what Scripture says. Scripture says forgive. It's not saying that it never happened. It doesn't say forget it. It didn't happen to you. I forgive them, and so it's never going to come up again. It's never going to be something that I have to deal with. I'm just going to forget. Like, I'm going to act like it never happened. Yeah, that doesn't work. Forgiveness is not saying that it wasn't wrong. You can forgive someone who has wronged you, but in the same breath, acknowledge that it was wrong. You can forgive someone who has sinned against you and still acknowledge that it was sin. So when I forgive someone, it's not saying that it wasn't wrong. It's not saying that it wasn't sinful. We are never expected to be a doormat for people to walk all over us and beat us up, and we say, oh, you know, Christians are supposed to turn the other cheek and just take one for the team. No, if someone is abusing you, get out of the situation. Get away from them. Help someone who's in a situation. You don't just be a doormat. If you're in a relationship, someone is continually abusing you in one way or another. You know, if, I'm not talking about just marriage, but if someone who's verbally abusing you, someone who is hurting you in some way or another, there needs to be some separation. There needs to be some distance. Don't just be beaten up over and over again, especially when there's no repentance. There's no change. They just do it over and over again. There needs to be some distance there. You can forgive and still create some healthy boundaries. Okay? You can forgive someone, but it doesn't mean you have to go on being best buds the rest of your life. So forgiveness is not forgetting. You can also spend some time rebuilding relationships. A lot of times this happens in a family situation where, you know what, someone has hurt you, someone has taken advantage of you, someone has sinned against you, and you know what, it takes a while to earn that trust back and to fully forgive and rebuild that. I was reading and it said that adultery is an excuse for divorce. It's not excuse in that, oh, I didn't do anything. But I'm saying adultery is a reason for divorce. But the next line also said adultery is an opportunity for forgiveness. So how do we respond to that? And I would say it's situational. But just because someone has harmed you, don't let it keep going. You can rebuild trust. You can rebuild relationships. So forgiveness is not forgetting. It's also forgiveness isn't fair. It's not fair. You say, well, that person hurt me. If I forgive them, am I just letting them off the hook? Am I just saying, oh, it's no problem. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's not that. Forgiveness is not natural. It's not fair. We want them to be in the same kind of pain we want. We say, God, be fair to us, but don't be fair to them. Be good to us, but not to them. God is always just, but it's not always what we think of as fair. Because we think fair means that they hurt too, that they experience the same kind of pain on the same level as I did. And we say, God, go get them. And God is always just, and God will always deal with it. Maybe we understand how He deals with it or not, and maybe He does it during our lifetime, and maybe He doesn't. But God is just, but it doesn't always seem fair. They seem to be prospering and doing great and all wonderful, while I'm over here being beaten down and hurting and needing to forgive. Forgiveness is not fair. But it is also an opportunity to show grace. If forgiveness is not forgetting and forgiveness is not fair, then what is it? Forgiveness is offering other people the same grace that God has offered us. Listen to that. Forgiveness is offering another person grace, or the same grace that God has offered to us. Have you experienced God's grace? Have you experienced God's forgiveness in your own life? Have you sinned and God has forgiven you? Forgiveness is us extending that same forgiveness to others. Again, it's unnatural. It's very difficult. It's something we struggle with. But forgiveness is letting forgiveness flow through us. We want forgiveness to flow to us. God, give me forgiveness. Give me forgiveness. But we want to dam it up and not let forgiveness flow through us to other people. How's your flow? How's your forgiveness? Is forgiveness not just coming to you, but is forgiveness flowing through you to others? Again, it's very unnatural, very difficult. But it's what Jesus taught. In Jesus' famous prayer, we call it the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer. You've probably all know it. You've heard it so many times. And it goes on, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins or trespasses as we forgive those who sin or trespass against us. Forgiveness should flow through us. That we should forgive others the way that we are forgiven. And how do you do that? Only by the grace of God. And we say with the disciples, give us faith to do that. It takes faith. It takes faith to forgive someone who's really hurt you. It takes faith to forgive someone who's really abused you or taken advantage of you, who has caused real serious pain in your life. It takes faith to really forgive that. And so we ask God, give me the faith. Change my heart. Give me the faith to forgive them. Give me the ability to let it go. Give me the ability to free them and myself of this bondage. See, because here's the thing. Forgiveness is not necessarily for them. When we forgive, it's not necessary for them because most of them don't care if you forgive them or not. Someone who's taken advantage of you on a daily basis or has been abusive to you, they don't see their action as wrong. They're not going around saying, man, I wish he would forgive me or I wish he would forgive me. I'm so tormented by this. I can't go on. No, they don't care. They've moved on. They've gone on to the next thing. You're the one who's in the pain and struggling. And you're the one who's having the hurt. And you're the one who's having their future destroyed because you're always focusing on the pain. And so you can't go on, you can't move on, you can't love someone the way you should, or you can't be in relationships the way you should. You can't be around folks or in situations the way that you normally would because of all the pain and resentment that is holding you back. But when we release that, and we have the faith to let that go, we are able to stop limiting our future. We're able to not be held down. We are able to not have our heart polluted anymore. You can say, yes, you hurt me, and yes, it's not fair, but I'm going to continue on. I'm not going to let you rob me of my future by dwelling on that past. It's not just forgiving and forgetting. It's not ignoring it. It's not saying it never happened. It's acknowledging it. It's having the faith to move past it. You're not going to be a victim. You're not going to be a prisoner in your life. Forgiveness doesn't change the past. What hurt you still happened. But by faith, you can choose to move on. By faith, you can move on. Forgiveness doesn't change the sin. It changes you. Forgiveness is a gift for you. It changes you. It changes your future. So I don't know what your hurt is. I don't know what someone has done to you or how bad it is. And some of us have different hurts and different degrees. And some things you're like, wow, I can't believe someone can go through that when you hear the story. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. But forgiveness is letting that go so that you can move on and be what God wants you to be. Remember, we are to let forgiveness flow through us. That as we have been forgiven much, we need to forgive much. And Jesus tells parables about this, and he teaches about this on several occasions. But don't let pain, don't let unforgiveness hold your future hostage. Ask for the faith to forgive. And it may take a while. It's not like someone stepped on your toes and like, oh, I'm offended. I guess I'll move on. No, someone may have caused you real emotional, physical pain. But by forgiving them, you release that debt. And you're able to be used by God in a much more meaningful way. So as Chris plays, I want to give you an opportunity to ask for that faith. Name that person who hurt you. Name that person who sinned against you. Name that pain that is continually holding you down. Ask God for faith to forgive them. And do your best to forgive them every day. Say, I forgive them. I forgive them of this. And if you need to confront them, you confront them and say you forgive them. If they're no longer here to confront, maybe you set up an empty chair in your living room and you confront them to that empty chair. But deal with it. We're not saying it never happened, but we're saying allow God to strengthen your faith. Let forgiveness flow through you so that you can be used by Him in a new way. Father, I pray that you would give us faith to forgive. Pray that you would increase our faith. And that we'd recognize, as we don't deserve forgiveness from you, that you give it to us anyway. And people who have hurt us don't deserve forgiveness from us, but you've commanded us to forgive them anyway. Increase our faith so that we can do that and so that you can use our future better. For your honor, for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.